We are Seventh-day Adventists led by Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
Let's bring back a good report. We are God's remnant people with a distinctive message, mission, and name that would identify us as those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. Little did the early pioneers who walked the streets of Battle Creek right here imagine that this movement would grow to encompass the world with almost 21 million members in about 215 countries of this globe. As we are led by Christ on that narrow way, we should remember that in those early days of the church, when Bible study was the central feature of the movement, the Seventh-day Adventist Church was primarily led by young people. I implore our Seventh-day Adventist young people today to stand up for Bible truth and reclaim that great spiritual legacy. Get involved in your local church, in mission outreach, and in the strong proclamation of the truth through personal and public witness. Older ones, know your young people. Encourage them. Learn their names. Train them. Give the youth work to do and send them into the towns and villages of your territories with programs like One Year in Mission and other programs of service and mission. Encourage our young people to have a deep relationship with God through Bible study and prayer, and then to be completely involved in outreach and service. Avoid the temptation to merely entertain young people. But instead, teach them and all members how to be active in service to others. Don't succumb to worldly and charismatic influences that seem to be infiltrating our church services by filling people's minds with music that glorifies self rather than God. Let's encourage our spiritual lives by keeping a song of praise to God in our hearts and singing strong hymns and other appropriate songs that lift us to heaven. What a joy it's been to sing those songs here this weekend. Help fellow travelers along the narrow way to resist the urge to fasten faith onto the shifting sands of emotional confusion, which lead away from solid Bible truth. Instead, encourage church members to build a foundation upon the solid rock of God's holy word and establish ourselves on a clear, "Thus saith the Lord," and to hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. What a privilege it was in September to visit a small evangelistic training center in Misen, Norway. We had a wonderful experience visiting the staff and students at the Mattison Mission School, a supporting ministry in the Norwegian Union and the Trans-European Division. I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters and fellow leaders and church members, let us give strong encouragement to our ASI and supporting ministries. They are a powerful emphasis to help us with our mission. Every year, this soul-winning training institute in Norway accepts 12 students, training them to be soul winners for Christ in mission activities. I was so impressed by their dedication and love for Jesus, their simple, sweet, and humble approach to life. You could see that Christ ruled their hearts. I'm proud of our committed young people who focus on the Word and give all for the Lord as they bring back a good report. Our early Seventh-day Adventist church developed out of intense Bible study and earnest prayer for truth. They were led by the Holy Spirit and discovered the biblical beliefs and pillars of our faith that we hold so dear. These dedicated pioneers right here in Battle Creek and elsewhere, in simple faith, took the Bible as it reads, even when it led them away from some of the most widely accepted errors popular in the churches of that day. In Christ's Object Lessons, page 79, we read, As in earlier ages, the special truths for this time are found not with the ecclesiastical authorities, but with men and women who are not too learned or too wise to believe the Word of God. We describe these precious truths as fundamental beliefs. They are our landmarks and pillars of our faith, developed by humble, dedicated pioneers. Those pillars must not be moved. You and I are inheritors of the biblical heritage of the pioneers. Don't ever say that doctrines are dry, legalistic, and worthless. Every one of them is alive and dynamic because Christ is the basis and center of all our beliefs. Don't be a grasshopper. Never be ashamed to be a Seventh-day Adventist or to share our precious name with a bright smile. That name, Seventh-day Adventist, tells us where we came from. With God as our creator, who created this earth in 6 literal days recently and rested on the seventh-day Sabbath. Our precious name chosen by our pioneers focuses not only on where we have come from, but also where we are going as Adventists who believe in the soon, literal, audible, visible return of Jesus Christ.